Anybody but me, I don't know.
But I think it,
it's just a twister. Yeah.
The defense mechanism part of it is the part that resonates for me. Because of the fact, if you take it back to even early cave days, if you walk down to the watering hole and the tigers were down there and they came after you and bit you, it's not a good thing to do that again. So you learn from experience. It's a way of organizing life so that you can experience life more fully. You have to experience in order to give up experience.
Maybe, I don't know. But what I do know is the kind of learning you're talking about is certainly necessary and is certainly valuable. And the problem is, then we start saying that this is what life is about. And then we wonder why we can't find the truth that we're looking for. And this whole notion is a stab at putting it in a bigger context so that the understanding can develop that experience itself is the limitation.
I don't know, I have two examples just resonating while I was listening. One is, it was also my own experience being for a long, comparably long time in very high chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And this was a moment where nothing helped to stop that physical pain. And there was a moment when I was so desperate and I just realized there must be something beyond that pain. Like you're hitting a wall, there must be something beyond it. It can't be only this extreme experience. That was one thing I realized. And at that time I was not really available to get there, but I knew there's something beyond it. I'm not only my experience. There was maybe a yearning for it, mm-hmm. getting out of that. The other thing was also an extreme experience, more like winning the lottery. Very extreme positive experience, and it's like all of a sudden time stood still. Everything stopped. It was like getting out of that experience, if I look backward now. So I don't know if this is helpful, these two.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're certainly what I'm talking about. They're certainly examples of what I'm talking about.
That's
my effort. Trying to talk about.
Sorry.
Or trying to talk about.
Yeah, what you said, that it's pointing to something beyond to truth or where it originates from. I think probably everybody made that kind of experience in either a very positive extreme or a very negative extreme situation, that you sort of went beyond it.
If you know all things, then why do you have to have experiences? If it's all inside, then why do you have to have experiences?
So
the experience is limited. Yes.
So that's a very good other way of saying what I'm trying to get to, so thank you for putting it that way. I like that a lot. I'm going to have to remember that one. So, if all is already there, I'm going to borrow from you and expand on it as best I can. If all is already there, and what is, and what can be known is already known, then the only limit to the living of that is experience.